Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money. You go to jillonmoney.com. CBS News joining us here, and Brian and Company. Really good blog this week on the different aspects of our lives that could be impacted or not impacted by the shutdown. Good morning, Jill. How are you?
I am well. I'm so feeling a little bit disheartened for the folks who are federal workers. Boy, it's been a year for them, right? I mean, you're working under the DOGE cuts. You're looking at potential forced retirements, and then you put this furlough or working without pay. And it's a lot for someone who probably is a civil servant and thought they were doing something for the right reason. Boy, it's something else, isn't
now,
it?
Now, historically, if they follow through with layoffs, that changes the dynamic demonstrably. But historically, they end up with back pay when this stuff gets settled, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, we're not going to, you know, since these workers usually get paid every other week, it's next week that we'll start to see the real impact on people's lives. So you're right that, you know, as soon as everyone gets their act together in Congress, then the folks that are impacted will get back pay. But you know what? You know who doesn't get their back pay? Mm. How about the independent contractor who just lost out on income, or the guy who owns the sandwich shop, or the woman who owns the dry cleaning across the street from the shuttered government office? They are going to see a drop in their revenue and their income, and no one's making it up to them.
You know,
so there are ripple effects.
Yeah, well, that ripple effect, and I'll go straight to then a macro question, and then we'll get back to some other stuff, is that, you know, at some point, does this have a macroeconomic impact, say, on GDP and recession prospects and all that?
Well, I don't think anyone is actually suggesting that there will be a recession. However, I think that when we look back in time, we see that for every week the government is closed, we shave off about 0.1% of economic growth. And so that doesn't seem so bad, especially because we are growing right now. You mentioned something that I think is a real question mark, and that is if we get widespread layoffs of federal workers, that will start to impact the broader economy on a longer term basis. Look, if this lasts for 2 weeks, we'll get right over it. If this lasts for 2 months, I don't know if we're going to see a more significant impact over the longer term. We've only, you know, the longest shutdown is 34, 35 days, which, you know, by the way, would be bad. But remember, we're in a very interesting part of this economy. You know, if we go for 30 days without data on the jobs market and the inflation front, what's the Fed going to do at the end of this month? Are they really going to hold a meeting? I doubt it.
Huh. So you're saying that the government shutdown means, I know we didn't get the jobs report, but that means all economic reports are on hold?
All government data is on hold. So here's what I'm doing. I'm going and trying to find the way to look at the economy with alternative data during the shutdown, right? So I can go to OpenTable and they post daily data for restaurant bookings. I can look at daily data for debit card transactions from Bloomberg. You know, I can look at retail sales by Redbook. So I can go in and look at certain data.
Right.
I will not actually have the true picture of the economy from the government's perspective.
Got it. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, Jill on Money. And again, there's a really good blog this week on JillOnMoney.com, sort of breaking down the different areas that shut down could have the impact it could have on the economy. One thing I did want to ask that you do mention in the blog too is what about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid?
Still have your checks. Don't worry about that. These are separately funded programs. So those benefits are continuing. Military pension benefits are paid. Veterans hospital facilities, they're open. Other benefits like SNAP and the Women, Infants, and Children program, all those nutrition programs are absolutely open. But if you're enrolling for the first time in one of these programs, there could be a delay because of staff reduction.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I'm curious about the markets because they don't seem to get fussed about anything anymore. Like, I don't really understand it.
It starts to feel a little bit like does not matter. No information is. But I think this is when I always get nervous. It's funny. Perhaps we'll talk about this next week. I just tried to putting together a piece that is really responding to what do you do when markets are peaking, because somebody literally sent me a note and said, I'm waiting for the market to drop before I put my commission check in, which, you know, what do you think? And then someone else said, what should I do with my 401k? The bottom's about to fall out. So I figured, oh, if people are like looking at this and they're a little nervous, the question really is that, you know, the markets, quote unquote, are looking at the amount of spending that's going on by companies and then individuals. I mean, it's weird. We are complaining all the time about prices, about everything, and yet there is a lot of spending still going on in the economy. So we're at a crossroads. And whether that continues or not, whether companies can produce earnings, that's what the market or investors are betting on. They're saying, hey, we think this AI thing is real. You know, go back in time. I know you're younger than I am, but my question to you is, are we in 1996 or are we in 1999? And that's the big question running around Wall Street right now. Are we in the middle part of this huge technological innovation called AI, like we were in the middle of 1996 when it was the internet and Alan Greenspan, the then Fed chair, said that there was irrational exuberance in the stock market? Or are we in 1999 where that was like the very peak of the bubble and 2000 was a terrible year? I don't know, but I'm just saying we're talking about it.
You know, it feels frothy just because it's been too good for too long. But at the same time, when I think about, you know, assets, it's like, well, you know, if you want to sell some winners, you got to pay taxes, man. And nobody wants to do that either.
True. I mean, I guess one move to really consider, because, you know, we just had the end of a quarter, you're coming into the end of the year. One thing to consider is if you're overly invested in something and you want to rebalance your portfolio, that I can get behind. I mean, if you came into this year and you said, you know what, I'm 60% stocks, 40% bonds, I'm okay with that. And all of a sudden, right now, you look at your 401k and you're 70-30. It's great to take some money from your stock position, reallocate it into the bond position, certainly in a retirement account where there's no tax event.
Right.
In your, if you have a brokerage account, then doing that trade, taking winners off the table, will cost money. So the question you ask yourself is, would I rather pay the capital gains tax right now, where I know I'm in a, maybe I'm in a lower capital gains bracket, maybe I'm in the 15% bracket, or would I just rather put new money into the account to smooth things out and buy the asset class that hasn't gone up by as much, bonds?
That sounds...
I know, I give you a lot to think about on a Monday morning.
I know, I'm too tired to think about all of it, but I'll do the best that I can.
Are you a Patriots fan?
I am, but I was, you know, it turns out I'm more of a Brady fan, right? I mean, I'm glad they won in Buffalo, and I want them to be good, but I don't feel the... It's almost like the Red Sox, Jill, I got to tell you. Once the Red Sox won in 04, it's like whatever happens is cool, but I'm not going to live and die by it. And the Patriots, Patriots gave me 6 Super Bowls. It's like, what am I going to complain about?
I know. You got to get behind someone else. So I just want you to know I'm about to talk to Buffalo at the end of this hour. So I'm just going to hold that in my belly and hope for the best. You know, it's good to get a loss under your belt. It's, you know, one of the things that I think about when I think about markets and sports, because this is like the corner of my life, which is I'm an aging athlete and I'm an aging investor, is that those losses, they kind of define how you behave in the future. And there is something good about taking a loss and being able to absorb it and come back from it. And I think about that with investing or anything in your financial life. Not everything is rosy. How you come back from it and what you do in response is really the key.
I think that's really well said. I'll just tell you, I think that Buffalo should fire their portfolio manager, because I don't think with that coach they're going to win the Super Bowl. But you can tell the folks in Buffalo that I said that.
I shall, and the fine folks at WBEN Radio will be happy to hear your comments.
Jill, have a great week. Thanks so much.
Take care. Take care.
Right. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, and Jill on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.